producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Christmas, everybody. Day before Christmas. Doug Steffens' Good Day program is Thursday, the 24th of December. I'm Doug Steffens, along with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden, here at your service on your side to make Christmas and the day before and the day after and the week after, months after, they're much better because this program goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Christmas.
Never ends.
Christmas. No, it doesn't. It's the season to enjoy the weather, except what kind of weather are we supposed to be enjoying? Christmas time usually equals chestnuts roasting on an open fire or sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? But sleigh bells don't do well when it's 70 degrees.
And it's raining.
Temperature in,
here in Washington,
yeah,
we're getting a lot of rain yesterday, a couple inches of rain.
Yeah.
Had it been colder weather, we could have got a lot of snow. And had a nice white Christmas. So we had 2 inches of rain yesterday, and it was probably 68, 69 degrees. Today, 75, 76 degrees.
Does that ruin the mood, depending on your tradition,
for me,
what you like, what you're used to? I'm in Florida, and the temperature here at this moment, about 73, 74 degrees. It'll be 10, 12, 14 degrees warmer than that today. Same tomorrow. Kenny's in South Florida, in Southern California. The temperature there now, what's the expectation for weather on Christmas Day?
Low 60s, chance of some rain again.
Wow, really? A little rain in San Diego. And you know, Doug, my Florida friends were complaining that it's still too warm in Florida. They're getting the mid-80s, and they were like down in southern Florida, and they're looking for 70s around this time of year.
Yeah, so, no, it's warm here. It's not unpleasant, but it certainly is warm. So there's the weather to contend with. There are a lot of people who have gone way overboard. I don't know if overboard's the right word for it, but there are a lot of people who have gone way beyond what they were used to. For some reason this year, there are a lot more decorations. I was in Mount Dora, Florida yesterday, and there's a beautiful lake there. A fellow that runs the marina has put up a display of like 400,000 lights. He has put the lights all around all the boats that were there, all around buildings that are there, all around the docks that are there. And people are coming from miles around just to go see this light display. I will tell you, many of the locals, I thought it was too much when I was watching. It's gaudy. And well, I don't want to say it's god-awful,
yeah, but
it's fun.
Some people, it's hard to have class
difference
and taste when you have that many lights. I agree. Riding around my neighborhood, it seems like there are more people with lights out this year than in previous years. So what does that say about our Christmas spirit this year?
Well, is it Christmas spirit? That's the thing that also becomes one of those things that you question in terms of what is Christmas all about? Is Christmas about lights? Is Christmas about God, Jesus? Is Christmas about presents? What is Christmas all about? For me, it is a time to display a feeling of love, a feeling of peace, a feeling of kindness, a feeling that may, a generosity maybe, whatever it is, that you're not used to either getting or receiving most of the year. I can say, hey, this stuff went on all year long. Yeah, it'd be great if it went on all year long. But is that a reality? Or would we appreciate it if it did go on all year long? I'm looking at a display. You know how you and I like to argue about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Clark Griswold?
Yeah, one of the greatest movies ever, and you can't stand it, right?
No, I don't like it. But I do remember him falling. I think I remember. Didn't he fall off
of the ladder?
Decorating it,
yeah,
or something?
Into the bushes.
Off the ladder. Yeah. Okay. All right. So is that what has happened? I mean, I look at all of these lights. There's some great places to go online and just put Christmas lights in, and Google Christmas lights. You get hundreds of different neighborhoods and different designs, different colored lights, and that sort of thing. Maybe that helps put people into the mood. Whatever the mood is, the backdrop or the foreground, this is the best reminder of the best that we can be, many of us. And so if you hold on to that, maybe it'll be this time of year warrants special attention to special things. That's the way I think about it anyway. All right, so Christmas lights, Christmas tree, the home safety focus, Joe Minoso, somebody who has that all wrapped up, and we'll have it wrapped up for you in a moment here. That discussion is next on Chuck Sessions
Today. The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations that come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
Roberta and Richie and I have Joe Minoso. If his name doesn't ring a bell, but you're a fan of Chicago Fire, the NBC television program Dick Wolf has produced, you would know him as Joe Cruz. I didn't, Joe, know your name until I saw you were Joe Cruz, and then I know, I know who that guy is. I actually think that's quite an interesting show. Just before we talk about you've now appeared in a lot of PSAs trying to remind people to be careful this Christmas season about their Christmas trees, et cetera, et cetera. But just give us a 60-second sort of review of your career as an actor.
Oh, gosh, 60 seconds. Okay, on the clock. Well, basically, I started out in high school theater, moved on to college and graduate school, got my MFA in acting, and then kind of moved to Chicago, where I worked the theater boards for about 10 years, doing small bit parts on television throughout, and I landed a recurring role on Foss, which aired here with Kelsey Grammer, which kind of got me noticed by the folks over on Chicago Fire, and 4 years later, here I am.
Are most of the people in these Chicago shows, there's three of them now from Dick Wolf, are they all basically Chicago actors like you, or have they come in from all over the place?
It's kind of a mix. There are quite a few of us here that are from Chicago, and then a lot of the people that you see on kind of the day-to-day roles, a lot of those folks are cast out of Chicago. But it's a mix. There's people from L.A., there's people from New York. We are a melting pot, just like the city.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's great. A lot of people would probably like to be distracted by what's going on in Chicago. Chicago, I find to be one of our great American cities, regardless of some of the things that have given you a black eye of late. I think it's a wonderful place, frankly. Let's spend some time talking about these PSAs that you have done. Be burn aware. What do people most forget, and do they need to be reminded about when it comes to Christmas tree lights and the safety, basically, of having a real tree in their home?
Well, number one, I think the thing that I definitely have forgotten in the past is you got to water your tree every day. You'd be surprised how quickly that tree dries out. And, a dry Christmas tree can ignite in as quickly as 10 seconds. So just imagine, how quickly that could end up igniting your entire home. I would say that's the first step. And also just make sure when you put your Christmas tree up, you're not putting it up around any open flames, not near any fireplaces or lit candles, or even an open heater. Heating vents can definitely cause ignition. So definitely be careful with that as well.
Isn't it amazing how much common sense is involved and how little common sense people seem to have when it comes to this sort of thing?
I'm completely with you, man. I think about it to myself all the time. I think about how many Christmas trees I've had. And, like, for example, when I'm putting up my Christmas lights, you use those things year in and year out. And you don't think about how they could very easily be kinked, or they could have frayed wires, and that can also lead to a very quick fire. So, it's simple things like that can really, really make a difference during the holidays.
So you partnered with Shriners Hospitals. They came to you to ask you to do these PSAs. Is that it?
Charlie Barnett, another fantastic actor who was on Fire, he worked with them previously, and he kind of clued me in on it, and I was like, I have to be involved in any way that I can. I've had the great pleasure of working with a lot of firefighters over the last couple of years, and it's incredible how selfless these men and women really are. And through that, I've gotten to hear some incredible stories of bravery and courage from those people that have gone through the fire themselves. And when they find out about what Shriners really does and how they go above and beyond to even take care of medical expenses if the family can't afford it, I jumped on board. I said, anything that I can do to help, to spread the word, however we can try and make it a safer holiday for everybody, I'm all on board.
Do you spend the holidays in Chicago, have a family and that sort of thing, children, parents? Who's in Chicago with you for Christmas?
I have a bunch of family out in Florida, and my fiance has a bunch of family out in California. But we're actually taking off this year. Me and her are going off on a little trip. We just got engaged, and we're going to be celebrating that out of Dominican Republic for a couple of days.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
When do you go back to shooting Chicago Fire? When does the rest of the season get shot?
We actually start shooting again the exact same day we're back on the air, January 5th. We are back filming, and we are also back on the air with a major, major crossover event that we're super excited about. Three-way event that's going to be incredible. We're really excited about what the potential is.
It looks like the catalyst is the Dick Wolf connection, and they're bringing a lot of those different shows and stars together. Well, Merry Christmas, Joe. Thank you for the message. Joe Minoso from Chicago Fire. Check out beburnaware.org. Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three,
All right, poll yesterday, which female artist sings your favorite Christmas songs? The winner of that was Karen Carpenter.
Really?
28% said love them all. Brenda Lee only got 5%, man.
What?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Seriously?
3%, yep.
Kylie Minogue?
Carpenter.
Kylie Minogue, where's Kylie Minogue?
What did you say about her?
I didn't say anything about Kylie Minogue. I said Brenda Lee.
Oh, okay.
5% Elvis Presley.
Lots of people get them.
Kids just took a trip.
Okay, we are doing this three songs. I just wanted to bring that up because we were talking about singing, Richie. Three Christmas songs now, different artists. You're going to win an HP, well, the opportunity to get an HP, say it again, Doug, HP printer. And also, you have the printing paper stuff that you can use. So if you like the effect that happens when you go into a little booth and get your picture taken, that's what you get with these this paper. So you'll win that. Let's see, what do we have here? That's enough on the prize department. 888-302-3684. Three songs together. First one is by Kylie Minogue called Santa Baby.
Baby, sit the table under the tree.
A 2010 single. Also appears on her Christmas album, which was released this year. Since her number one songs are... She had a cover of Locomotion a few years ago,
sure,
right?
She sure did.
Yes.
When I was a kid, yep.
All right, what do these songs have in common? Next one is Deck the Halls by Rick Springfield. Dawn, we now are gay apparel. Ba la 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 la.
Is this the Wizard Metal Kid?
Yes.
I love
paying homage to the Ventures, Richie.
Yeah.
He made this into a surf rock version of Deck the Halls.
Love it.
Goes back to at least the 1700s, the melody does. Mozart used this for one of his sonatas in 1778. Rick's version doesn't quite live up to the Mozart version, but it's kind of cool. All right, so the first tune is Cotton Minogue, Santa Baby. Next one, Rick Springfield, Deck the Halls. This is Susan Lucci singing I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I got
only
it.
Only the dullest of you will not have figured this out by now.
Yep.
888-302-3684. Yeah. I mean, she's not known for her singing necessarily.
I still miss how does she that sing? Show.
Yeah, crank it up, Richie. Let's see how she sounds. She's on Devious Minds. Devious Maids.
And let me ask you this question, Ken. Is this her singing as herself or her singing as her character?
As herself.
As herself. Yeah. Okay.
All right. 888-302-3684. What is the connection? What puts these three songs together? You got about a minute to figure it out and share it with us. She's also appearing in the movie Joy, which opens this weekend, I think. All right, so let's work on this. Don's calling us. Don, where are you?
I'm in Tucson.
Hi, Don. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Now, Don's going to get this. He's going to nail it.
To all of you,
right.
Too.
Thank you very much. All right, what brings these songs together?
Now, this is just a guess, but perhaps remakes of old classics?
That is a guess. Not a bad guess. Not the right answer, though.
It's true.
Yeah, it is sort of. Yeah, right. But it's not what brings them together. Is it Stacy who's next, Richie?
Correct.
Hello, Stacy. What do you think brings these people all together, these songs?
They're all three soap opera stars.
They are all done by former soap opera stars. You are correct.
Nice job.
You get the prize. Thank you. Nice job. 28 after on Good Day.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet. A whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewar's.com.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Tuesday, December 22nd. Celebrate, hello, hooray, maybe. Hooray for who celebrates winter? Well, the people in Florida do because all the snowbirds come down here. This portion of the program brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the best place to catch all the nail-biting action with wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and ultimate football-watching food. Your fantasy season maybe down the drain, but who cares? You're football rich. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly. Whenever I look at my pal John Harper, who runs WMEL, I think, please drink responsibly.
Thank you. Why would you think that?
When I come to town, it's time for a drink, right?
That's right. That's right, yeah.
The last time, I was just reminiscing, I should wait until McFadden gets here. The last time I was here, it was at your expense, or maybe, no, it was actually my expense. It was April Fool's a year ago, and it was a year ago. Yeah, it was. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? I'm trying to remember now.
It was 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was. And Meredith and I had, we were here, and Richie had cooked up something. I forget what it was with Bill Bennett. And then we left here, and we had a flat tire about 40 miles up the road, and spent the rest of the day fiddling around with that. So it was a memorable day here at WMEL land for us.
Well, it was the day from hell for you with that flat tire on the side of I-95. That was kind of scary.
We have video of that, too, somewhere in the Doug TV world, yeah. All right, so I want to talk to you about SpaceX. John has been a broadcaster all of his, since he was able to put on diapers, he's been a broadcaster. Pretty much like that. One of the reasons we're friends is because we have so much in common in terms of having done this forever and wanting to do it forever. Because it does get into your blood, and it's a lot of fun. John's done a great job here. This radio station is expanding. expanded tremendously. So where it was basically sort of a county radio station before for this area, the Space Coast, Cocoa, Melbourne, where Kennedy Center, Space Center is, that sort of thing. Now you have a new signal at 1060 that goes all the way up to Jacksonville, all the way down to Palm Beach, and you have expanded your footprint or your earprint greatly.
Yeah, we're really thrilled about that, Doug. Also, we get into Orlando, like a downtown local station in Orlando. So it's pretty cool with all of the counties that we now serve.
And one of the things that people here locally are most interested in, and I dare say nationally and maybe internationally, is the sort of new private side of the space business. Cape Kennedy, right up the street. As a matter of fact, later today, because Meredith's never been there, I want to go over and see either with your auspices or Mr. Honeycutt, get into just go. It's a fascinating place. People want to come down here to go to Disney World. Bah, humbug on that. Don't go to Disney World. Go to Disney World, but bring your children over to see the Space Center. It's fascinating. It's such a great tribute to all of, even though these boobs in Congress and the politicians have gutted the program, they sort of now getting back to it, but it's private as much as public. So there was a launch last night. Tell us about it.
Well, speaking of a great tribute to American ingenuity, last night was a historic launch in the fact that the first stage of the SpaceX rocket landed back at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And that was really cool seeing that come down.
They tried a couple of times to make that work, and it hasn't quite worked yet. So this is the first time it actually worked.
They tried it on a barge a couple of times off the coast of Jacksonville, I believe. It just didn't work, hit too hard or whatever happened. But last night they had success, and the first stage came back intact.
So what does that mean for the program? What does that mean for workers in this area? What does that mean generally for those who are interested in maybe catching the first flight?
We're really thrilled here, Doug, over, I'm going to sound like the Chamber of Commerce now, but with what is happening in the space program. The space program is coming back. 2016 should be tremendous. NASA had a great boost in their budget. It got approved, amazingly enough. We're shocked about that. Something like $90 billion. And within 2 years, we're going to be sending astronauts back to the International Space Station right from the Space Coast.
Well, don't you think there's a part of the buzz to this that doesn't get a lot of publicity is the fear that we're ruining the planet, and part of the behind-the-scenes negotiating or discussion of why we go back to the space program is literally how are we going to get ourselves off of the planet now that we've ruined it or in the process of ruining it, and can we really go to Mars? The next step after going to the International Space Station, supposedly it was in 2021, there would be a trip to the moon, and then after that, was it 2030? It seemed to me there was plans to go to Mars, right?
Actually, even sooner than that, I believe we're looking at 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
To go to the moon?
Not 2016, 2018. To go to the moon, and then Mars just a year or two after that. So by 2020.
So by 2020, people would be launched out of here to go back to the moon and then to Mars. That must give the people who live here kind of a chill, doesn't it?
Well, it's exciting. Everybody is thrilled about it, that the space program is coming back. Construction is starting to go crazy. Home sales here on the Space Coast are, what I've been told, some of the best in the nation as far as new and used homes. Their selling prices are going crazy. It's back, and employment is coming up, and I've been told by a lot of people as recently as just last week that 2016, come January, look out for the construction.
It's good for business at WMEL.
Absolutely. Good for everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so which one of the jillionaires is SpaceX? Is that Musk?
Yeah,
Musk is Musk, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Right. Who is the car guy. He started PayPal, though.
Yeah, that's where I guess he made his money from, that PayPal stuff.
Right. And so, but Branson's in on it. Is it Bezos? There are a couple of other of these people from Apple and Amazon.
Jeff Bezos. Several companies are now in the mix, but also the Boeings of the world are still here, and they have been approved to send to send astronauts back into space. They're one of the two companies, them and SpaceX, and there will be others to follow.
Boeing, Lockheed Martin. I remember during the height of it, when I used to come down here, I think over the course of Jay Honeycutt running, for the benefit of, I mentioned Jay's name, not to be a name dropper, Jay and I became friends. He listened to your radio station, and he heard me 20 years ago, or maybe more than that. I had been invited to go over to the Houston Space Center, and I went over there, and I did my broadcast from there, and Honeycutt was listening. And he called you to find me.
Yeah.
And he said, when he first got to me, he says, no, what do you get all excited about going to Houston? There's nothing going on there. You got to come see us. So it was the beginning of a great friendship, which still exists today. And one of the things that was most wonderful about it was the access that we had, we, the program, to the launches. Whenever there was a launch when we were on the air, I always was first in line, and it was very nice to, I mean, sitting here watching that, listening, I mean, the whole thing. You know, you've seen it how many times?
Countless times since the early 90s, yeah.
But it's still fast, it's still thrilling, isn't it?
We love it, and it never grows old, and it's just a magnificent thing to see these rockets launch from here. One of the few places in the world where you can see that, and it's just kind of cool.
Yeah. So there were 6,000 people working here at that time. I remember when Jay found the first astronauts. That was his first job. And then he was the director of the shuttle program, and then he was the director of the center, the space center here, before he retired. And I remember at one point we'd go around. Remember when I used to take astronaut Mike? I used to take Jay and astronaut Mike and go to schools around the country and do programs because the kids were fascinated. I mean, it was great bringing an astronaut into his school and have him talk with the kids about that. And he was a great guy. But I remember wandering around. I had to put on a white outfit to go into the areas where they were working on the shuttles at the time. And I know there were at least 6,000 people who were working at the time for that particular part of the program. They were all gone. They all got in the end of the shuttle program, they were all gone. Oh. So those people will, if they stuck around here, they had jobs doing other things, it's likely they'll get some sort of a similar job back again.
Many, Doug, are being hired back. Many have moved on to other jobs, other parts of the country. They retired or whatever. But many of those 6,000 workers are coming back. Many new ones are being hired. And the workforce is going to be bigger than the shuttle program.
Okay, so then what's next here in terms of whether it's SpaceX or whoever, you know what the launch schedule is. How frequently are they going to do it? Who else is actually on the schedule besides SpaceX? What other things are going to happen here in the near term?
Well, NASA still has rockets going up, and they have Lockheed Martin do that for them. A lot of military satellites are being launched into space. Last night was, I believe, a series of GPS satellites that were launched last night.
One of the things that's so fascinating, people don't realize how much stuff there is up in space.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a traffic jam up there. Yeah. And they actually have a department that handles the traffic.
Yeah. And there's so much junk that's up there. And I remember when we went, what was the name of the movie with Sandra Bullock and, was it, again, that was in Galaxy, and Clooney. What was that movie?
Gravity.
I know the one you mean.
Gravity, that's it. Thank you, Kenny. Yeah, Gravity. So, and the whole premise was that they get hit by a bunch of space junk that was up there, and it's not far-fetched either.
No, many times the International Space Station has to do a maneuver because they can see this junk coming, and they have to maneuver to a higher or lower altitude to get out of the way. That's very common.
Isn't that? Then most people don't know that.
Yeah.
Fascinating. John, thank you for your friendship and having me down here, use the studio, and it's good to have the update on SpaceX. Sort of fascinating reality, and you're at the heart of it. So I wish you certainly well here, and the space program is something that has been what I ought to do if we can figure out, maybe keep tabs, you and I keep tabs next couple of months. If there's a launch in the morning when we're on the air, can we get over there, do you think?
Absolutely. Won't be a problem at all.
All right, let's do that. Let's plan on doing that, because I'd like to do a launch over there sometime. They more often than not do them at night, though, now, don't don't they?
Actually, Doug, it's all across the board. Day, night, 3 a.m. in the morning, there's no rhyme or reason. Well, there is a rhyme and reason. It all has to do with the coordinates of hooking up with the International Space Station.
Right, yeah. All right, but there's nothing. People have been listening to you for a long, long time. You know, you've had me. How many? I've been on your radio station. It seems like forever.
It's been, I believe, 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
All right. So over the course of 20 years, we've seen a lot of this stuff go on, and it almost came to the point where it seemed like, well, it's just another launch. But now, because there's been a hiatus, now there's more interest in it, and maybe the fact that it's being run by the private sector brings some more attention to it, too, do you think?
Great interest again, Doug, and you're right, because there was a hiatus. That interest is coming back. People are discovering it like for the first time, so it's exciting, and people are loving it, and we are too here, both as a radio station and being able to provide the, as I call it, the play-by-play coverage, and also just being able to be a part of the space scene here on the Space Coast.
You know, it's I'm getting a little I'm now somewhat nostalgic as you talk about me being here for 20 years up and down the coast. A couple of great radio stations, WTTB down in Vero Beach, and you, Vero Beach, I've been on there, I think, 18 years, and here now for 20. And I'm thinking about some of the other stations. Florida has been one of those spots for me over the years on Good Day that seems to have it's a welcoming feeling that I get when I'm seriously. I mean, I have spent a lot of time, as you know, my folks had a place in Palm Beach, and for years and years, and I did mornings down on a radio station back in the dark ages in Palm Beach. Oh, my God. All right, so we better pause for a moment here. It's a 50, where are we? At 49 past the hour. This is a Good Day.
Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
46 past the hour. Doug.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Here on Good Day, and Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, where they have the Frommer Travel Guide, is here to talk about Cuba and the best time to book your airline tickets. When do you find the lowest prices? I did something the other day. I'll tell the story on the air right after this on Good Day.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA. Mine's a real Scrooge. Yay, Sam. No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at Staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
As previously mentioned, Pauline Frommer is here. We're pleased to have her. Great family name in travel. Frommers.com, where the Frommers travel guide is. So the big hoopla this week, Pauline, has been the government saying it's time for us to send some airplanes to Cuba, and not with bombs, but people. So how easy is it going to be to get from Miami or Houston? All the major southern hubs would be sending flights to Miami, right?
Yeah, well, you're not going to get to go for Christmas this year. It's going to take a little more time than that. But what this means is the airline executives now have the right to talk with the Cuban government and arrange for their crews to be able to stay overnight and for them to have places to land and all the things that they need to do before they can put into place direct air service. But I think it should happen pretty quickly. I'm thinking fairly soon for New Year.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking they're going to land at the Havana International Airport, don't you think? That's the best place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm being a little facetious.
That's where they'll land. The problem is, once you land, where are you going to stay? Havana has already seen a 50% uptick in the number of Americans going there via charter flights, going to other countries to get there, and people have not been able to find hotel rooms. That's, in fact, a lot of them are bunking in Cubans' homes.
Really?
People, Cubans are renting out a room to tourists. They're
so Airbnb for Cuba. Maybe that's
the problem. Airbnb is in there. Airbnb officially sells it.
Will they be able to, do they have the infrastructure, the hotels, the taxis, the restaurants, to be able to support all everything that's coming their way?
They don't yet. They don't yet.
Right.
They're going to have to do a lot of building. That's why so many people are staying in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen tour companies buy up huge blocks of the rooms that exist right now to make it harder for you to go independently. So, there needs to be a big building boom in Havana. I think that'll happen.
There will be.
Definitely. Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. I want to be the first broadcaster to do a program down there, but you got to have the technology. And one of the things they sorely lack is even any kind of regular internet connections, right?
Yeah, that's difficult. There aren't many ATMs. It's really a cash-based economy. You're not going to find places that will take American credit cards. So you got to go down with a lot of cash when you go there. But I'm very excited. I think it should be interesting. You know, before Castro came into power, Cuba was the single most popular Caribbean island in the Caribbean because it has the best beaches and gorgeous beaches and a really interesting culture.
Yes.
So I want to go.
Yeah, me too. Let's go together. Let's go together. What do you say? So if people want to get the lowest airfare, I had I have a three-way, what they call a three-jog trip coming up. I'm flying from West Palm Beach to Los Angeles on Christmas Day, and then I'm coming back here the next week to Boston, and then I'm going from Boston back to L.A., and I paid the same amount of money, actually a little less, than what I've been paying most of the year to just do L.A.-Boston. So this is the time of year, right? And is there a day of the week? Somebody told me once Tuesday was a good day to book. Is that right?
You know, that used to be the good day to book, but there's this corporation called the Airline Reporting Corporation. What they do is they act as the middleman between travel agencies and the airlines, and they did a study of 26 million fare transactions. They did this 4 years ago, and they found that Tuesday was the best day to book. When they did it a year ago, they found that Sunday is now the best day of the week to book. So use your weekends.
Thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer Travel Guide here on Good Day.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.